In 1929, Philadelphia's Rodin Museum was among the first public buildings to grace the city's Benjamin Franklin Parkway. On this week's News and Views, we look at how the Rodin was then and is now integral to a vision of this grand city avenue. After years of debate, early 20th century city planners decided to finally connect Center City with the entrance to Fairmount Park. David Brownlee, professor of history of art at the University of Pennsylvania, says they enlisted the services of a French landscape architect.
Jacques Grébert, who in 1917 to 1921 made the extraordinary proposals for the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, a great boulevard of trees and flowers and open space that crystallized public opinion around what the future of that parkway should be.
The parkway, reminiscent of the Champs-Élysées in Paris, led to the hill where the Philadelphia Museum of Art would open in 1928. PMA Director Timothy Rubb says the Rodin Museum fit nicely into the master plan.
Grébert wanted along the parkway for there to be a series of these wonderful formal gardens of different types threaded along the parkway like pearls on a necklace, and certainly the Rodin Museum turned out to be one of those.
The garden was an important part of the museum as conceived by Grébert, architect Paul Cray, and founder Jules Mastbaum, says PMA and Rodin associate curator Jenny Thompson.
The notion was that it was sort of a series of indoor and outdoor galleries, and that there were meant to be 8 monumental sculptures installed outdoors. And that, in fact, happened in 1929.
On the next News and Views, more on Rodin and his life. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Philadelphia's Rodin Museum has a special relationship with the work that launched the artist's career. On this week's News and Views, we look at Rodin and his legacy. He was born in 1840. As a young man, after being rejected from art school, Rodin worked as an assistant in a studio that made decorative arts and worked on his own sculpture on the side. Philadelphia Museum of Art and Rodin Museum curator Joe Rischel says becoming a successful sculptor was costly.
To really make it, you want bronzes or marbles, and that's very, very, very expensive. So what you do is you do plaster models. You show those, hoping that the state, or an individual in some cases, will actually like that well enough to invest the big money to make you famous by doing this in bronze.
In 1880, Rodin was commissioned to create the Gates of Hell, a set of giant doors depicting Dante's Inferno, for a new museum in Paris. PMA and Rodin associate curator Jenny Thompson says it was his big break.
He was given a studio, and he was also given materials. A room and materials allowed him to carry on in a much more ambitious fashion.
Although that Paris museum was never built, Rodin continued work on the doors for 37 years until his death in 1917, creating 227 figures and parts of figures, many of which seemed to writhe and twist in and out of the turbulent surface of the gates.
It was something that he was always working on again and again, changing it, pulling things out of it, redeveloping them.
Philadelphia Museum of Art director Timothy Rubb.
It was a kind of open lab for experimentation. And in that regard, he gave the sculptors who came later permission to work in a fundamentally different way than sculptors had worked in the past.
On the next News and Views, Philadelphia's connection to the Gates of Hell. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. French sculptor Auguste Rodin died in 1917. On this week's News and Views, we look at how Philadelphia collector Jules Mastbaum helped to carry on his legacy. In the 1920s, Mastbaum paid for the first 2 bronze casts of the Gates of Hell, on which the sculptor worked for 37 years, never to see it cast in bronze. One went to the Musée Rodin in Paris, the other to a museum built on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway to house Mastbaum's collection of Rodins. The building itself, designed by Paul Cray, reflects both classical and more contemporary elements, says University of Pennsylvania professor of history of art David Brownlee.
The building looks on one level like an 18th century French villa, and yet inserted in the middle of it is, first of all, the Gates of Hell, and they are framed by 2 rugged ancient Greek columns. If you look at the pedestals for the sculpture inside, the stone pedestals appear to be fragments of classical architecture, complementing the fragments of Rodin's sculpture.
The museum is fronted by a formal garden designed by landscape architect Jacques Grébert. The recent landscaping of the entire block and other renovations fit with Grébert's overall vision in his proposals for the Benjamin Franklin Parkway.
And for the first time, really, the parkway getting something like the completion that it had never achieved in the 1920s and 1930s.
Philadelphia Museum of Art director Timothy Rubb says the Rodin and the surrounding landscape is deliberately inviting, as Mastbaum and the architects intended.
It has that sense of being both of the city and a place apart from it, and it's very easy to take a step inside.
The Rodin Museum is open Wednesdays through Mondays. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.